Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Ken. Hey, Marge. Who else is playing?
Ann.
Radio Land. Ann.
Ann is here.
Ann is here.
Yeah, they're all saying hey. And Cindy was here, but maybe she had some computer issues because she has left the building. Assume she'll be back.
Okay. And we found out when we were on our pilgrimage that there really are people out there in Radio Land.
Talk about that for a minute.
Christy and Eileen said that they don't always get to listen to the broadcast, but listen to the archives.
Yeah, that's
And then I had several people, Ruby and I don't know who all, Karen maybe, a bunch of them came up and said that they enjoyed the program and liked our banner, and
So
so it
apparently,
was nice. It was a it was nice to get the feedback, 'cause it was just nice.
sometimes you feel like you're just talking to yourself.
Yeah, are you?
Even worse.
Even worse.
So, hey to everybody out there in Radio Land.
Our friend over in Australia, was Australia?
Yes, I think so. Yep. Whose name?
Yep.
K. Ann's saying from Australia. Yeah, but there was a
Yeah.
woman who contacted us online. Real sweet woman. And Connie, the only one, and Maria from
Yep,
Germany. Ann said, "You remember her name?"
Maria from Germany.
Yeah.
And wait a minute, the name will come to me. Oh, damn it. I'm sorry.
Oh, Ken, you're gonna have to kick Connie out. She's cussing.
That's the sweetest woman. What's her name?
I don't know, 'cause I'm terrible with names. Give me a second, and I'll see if I can find it here. Linda Gardner.
There you go.
Yeah, Linda Gardner. So, hello, Linda Gardner.
Hello, Linda.
Yeah.
Sorry, Linda. I'm just old. It's
Oh, you could never
it's no
remember
reflection on
names.
you, just me.
So, anyway, here we are for Growing with NTI. And it's been a while since we've been here. We've both, as we've mentioned, been on pilgrimage to Italy, which was fabulous.
It was a
And
tough job, but somebody had to do it.
that's right. you were actually saying that when we were climbing those hills.
Yeah, I was saying it. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
If you want to go someplace to get a physical workout, all of Italy has steps that go everywhere.
They go up both ways. To the
No, they
monastery and
only
from the
go up. They
monastery.
only go
Yeah.
up.
That's right. That's right. So what we should do is start with a prayer. And so let's do that. I just want to express my gratitude for the opportunity to as we say, teach what I would learn, to be among friends and students and family and just committed hearts, and always we're with our Awakening Together family, that heart commitment comes through, whether that's in person or here online. It's nice to be able to join in that commitment, and I am so grateful for the opportunity to do so. I want to express my gratitude for my sister Connie and the insight and wisdom she brings to this process. Amen.
Wow. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jacqueline.
Hey, Jay.
AJ.
So we are on page 404 of the Holy Spirit's Interpretation of the New Testament, NTI, and we are, Jay says hey, and we are, Goober says hey. Didn't mean to call you Goober, Jay. Yeah, it's just a line from Andy Griffith, but that's the way we say it out where we're from.
Hey, everybody.
Take your shoes off, sit a spell. We're ready for NTI Hebrews chapter 6, so that's where we will begin. You are maturing. Doesn't sound like it.
We got a long way before we start commenting today.
You are maturing in the faith of your truth whenever you choose to practice it through the practice of prayer and the letting go. And for me, at least, and I think Connie feels similarly, this pilgrimage was a real opportunity to, gosh, I say I got to say it, and then I don't know how to say it. It feels like a maturity. It feels like access to the next step has been recognized for me.
Yeah, it kind of felt like a deepening of the call.
Definitely did. Well put. So that's where we are.
So we're in practice of prayer and letting go of the dreams
Yes.
and thereby maturing our faith.
Yes. As you choose searching for truth, you choose to believe that you do not know truth. You also choose to believe that you do not have truth, which means that you choose to believe that you are not the truth. But when you lay aside searching, by realizing there is no truth you can find that is not within, and you begin the practice of the work that is within, then you have matured and you are practicing your maturity. By the way, Marge says, I felt the same. That deepening of the call, and the maturing that we're talking about. And,
Cool beans.
yeah, good deal, Marge. Mama Marge. And Ann and I were just talking about this today. When we were doing the lesson together this morning, it was just so powerful. And Anne was talking about how there's just a resonance there of remembrance. You know, it felt like, you know, you feel like you remember a time when these assurances that you are the truth, you know, when you really recognize that as your nature. And you and I was talking with her about what you and I often talk about, Connie, about how when we were at the academy. Yeah, by the way, Jay says, I'm finding a strong desire to practice. Yeah. But when we were at the academy, both of us, I think even different times, I don't know, it could have been the same time, but it was like a remembering. It was like, oh yes, I remember. You know, I remember
Yeah.
who I am. There's a it's so rather than a seeking for, you know, explain something to me from an outside source or something that had to be done, that has to be done, something that has to be gotten rid of, all the seeking mechanisms we use to try to win grace over. There's this maturity is more of that recognition of the truth of who we are.
Yeah, and you know what it felt like at the academy and on this pilgrimage to a certain extent was just that when you are that absorbed, that involved in your awakening process, your spirituality, when it's an everyday thing, it just feels like it's being revealed to you.
Wow, let that be a lesson to you, right?
Yeah.
I think you're absolutely right, Connie, and I think that's so insightful. When you when you're immersed in the practice,
Yes.
it feels more like a
Yeah, I believe they
recognition.
call it grace.
Yeah.
All right, did we get past the first paragraph?
First two.
Okay.
The next paragraph begins with this. It is possible, within your state of maturity, to fall back into sleep for a time. It's not good news. But that is only a phase within the state of awakening. It is not
Okay.
possible. It is not possible to lose the maturity that you have gained. Just as it is not possible for one who has grown older to suddenly be younger again. When you notice that you have awakened again from another period of slumber and dozing, go back to your practice. Do that which is natural by the maturity of your faith. Practice the state of awakening with joy.
It's just real gentle in it. Well, if you happen to notice that you dozed off, just go back to practicing when you wake up.
It's very sweet, but I got to tell you that I must have read this paragraph, I don't know, 100 times, and so that phase within the state of awakening can be a very long phase. It's like hitting that snooze in the morning. If you do that often enough, you're gonna snooze all day. Again, like you said earlier, it just for me, it just as we've all said here, feels like there's a deepening of the call to be. While that is very sweet and very gentle, it just feels like there's a deepening of the call to be more alert, to be less lazy. Less willing to go, oh gosh, gee whiz, that doze off again.
Yeah, it's just a deepening of the call.
So the next paragraph says, the practice of awakening is helpful to you in your purpose of awakening to yourself. The practice of awakening. Course in Miracles says, oh gosh, what does it say? Something like, to hear these words and agree with them or understand them means nothing, but to practice them means everything. And that's and that's what takes us out of that conditioned state to the state where we do indeed become the leaders of our own awakening, to the state where the snowball begins to roll downhill and pick up steam, or pick up more snow.
Yeah, because otherwise it can just, excuse me if I don't mean to interrupt.
Oh no, honey, that's what we're doing here.
It can be just an intellectual process. You remember Dad, he was always going, just so hungry to get away from the intellectualizing of it and have the experience of it.
Yeah. Yeah, Dad, who we left all over Italy.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we had Daddy's some of Daddy's cremated remains, and that we just deposited him in lots of lovely little places, didn't
Coliseum.
the monastery. I think the coolest place was in that
Yeah.
monastery. That hole in the
Yeah, we left him that what was the name of that place that had that outside with the benches?
Oh, it was a weird name. I don't know, Herme something 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 something. But it
Okay.
was where the St. Francis and his companions hung out in the caves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had that little outdoor sanctuary.
Yeah.
Left him on the altar there.
Jay says it's Ermillo Canseri. That sounds vaguely familiar.
That Jay, he
Yeah,
would know.
he would know. And Anne says mentions in the catacombs too. Yeah, there's a little of dad everywhere. In fact, before I got on the plane, there's a little bit of dad at the Rome airport. Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to get distracted there, but yes, dad. Oh, dad was. It was important to dad to have the experience of this, to do the practice in order to have the experience, instead of continuing to, groove on the whatever intellectual satisfaction that you get out of these teachings.
Exactly.
So, again, the practice of awakening is helpful to you in your purpose of awakening to yourself. Dreams are only delay and distraction. Your progress is steady and cannot go backwards. In your dreams, you only stand still, dozing for a time. Everything is you. This is important for you to remember. In remembering this, you remember there is no judge. In remembering this, you remember there is only you, and so there is only freedom. And yeah, that's just, man, that is so powerful. And I had to, I hope to share in gentle healing in a little bit, contemplation that I did on that made that same point earlier this week. But,
Well, why don't you tell us what that paragraph means to you then?
all right, I will.
That was for you, Christy.
Well, it's all said in the first sentence. Everything is you. Or as Fred Davis says, there's only one thing going on here. I mean, this is non-duality. You can't look out at somebody else and go, oh, you have this fault, or oh, you have this gift that I don't have. None of that is true. There is no separate I that needs something, that can gain something, as opposed to someone else that can gain any understanding. I can't wake up and you not wake up. It doesn't work like that. What does that even mean? And that's meaningless, because there is only the one of us. It's consciousness waking up to itself. If you remember that everything is what you are, then there's nothing to judge. There's no need that anything be different. It's all, if I'm a tapestry, then I just, float in the wind, or whatever tapestries do, right? I mean, I just, if I'm, there's nothing for the I to be juxtaposed against, to be contrasted with. So everything is free to be exactly as it is, because everything is you. So to the extent that you step back and watch that, you're not watching it from the judging perspective. You're watching it from awareness, that your consciousness itself, from the awareness that it's all just a song or a play or a dance. It's the dance of life. It's the dance of love. What is there to judge within that? So again, in remembering this, you remember there is only you, and so there is only freedom.
Because there's nothing to judge. That's why there's only freedom.
Yeah, it's allowing everything. It's perfect freedom. Certainly Brent Haskell or Yeshua through Brent Haskell told us that in A Journey Beyond Words. Love is freedom. Everything is love. Everything is freedom. I don't need you to be different. There's no there's I don't need anything to be different. There's not even any you to be different. It's like it's like looking at an ocean of water and wanting one droplet of that to be different. It makes no sense. It is what it is. The recognition of it is what it is perfect allowance. Oh, I want that droplet to, blow to the left instead of the right. Makes no sense. And yet that's what we try to do when we try to break down the ocean of life into separate parts.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Jay found us that quote, by the way, so I'm going to read it. He said, from A Course in Miracles, "You speak two languages at once, and this must lead to unintelligibility. Yet if one means nothing and the other everything, only that one is possible for purposes of communication. The other but interferes with it." Interesting, Jay. "You speak two languages at once, and this must lead to unintelligibility. Yet if one means nothing and the other everything, only that one is possible for purposes of communication. The other but interferes with it." Yeah.
Thanks, Jay.
Thanks, Jay. Okay, so I feel to start at the beginning of that paragraph. So, everything is you. This is important for you to remember. In remembering this, you remember there is no judge. In remembering this, you remember there is only you, and so there is only freedom. In your freedom, you express that which is desire. Freedom is the expression of desire. In the state of awakening, true desire is clear. During periods of sleeping, it is weak or totally forgotten, but only true desire is real. Other desires are passing. Do not worry that true desire can be lost within the forgetfulness and distraction of dreams. True desire outlasts all distraction. True desire leads from beyond the clouds of forgetfulness. Yeah, and again, this is what we're saying about, just this deepening that we're feeling, that each of us seem to experience on this pilgrimage. It's the remembrance of our true desire. It's, practice doesn't feel like work when you remember your true desire. Right? It's not in competition, as Jay said in the quote from A Course in Miracles. It's not in competition. Your true desire is not in competition with these other desires. Those are merely illusion. I paused because I thought maybe. Well, Jay, I paused because I thought maybe Connie had something to say, and I was allowing her the space to do that. But then Jay just typed something. So let me first do that, and then we can address what Jay just typed in the room. Connie, did you have something you wanted to say?
No, I'm good. Go ahead. Let Jay speak.
Well, Jay said, "Let's hope it lasts." So let me back up for a second and let's look at this paragraph again because, Jay, I think you're right on. Because I think that that's what, I think that that's the rejoinder of ego to this deepening of the calling. Ego goes, well, let's hope it lasts, right? Or how long do you think you can hang on to that? Or, whatever the thinking mind, has whatever the comeback, snappy comeback from the thinking mind is. So I think you're right on to point it out here. I think that's what's being addressed here in NTI Hebrews chapter 6, at least in this portion of it. It says, during periods of sleeping, true desire is weak or totally forgotten. But only true desire is real. Other desires are passing. Do not worry that true desire can be lost within the forgetfulness and distraction of dreams. True desire outlasts all distraction. True desire leads from beyond the clouds of forgetfulness. It can't, true desire cannot actually be forgotten. Yeah, can't be done. Thanks, Anne. There's that other quote that we were talking about earlier. Anne provides us with this from A Course in Miracles. I want the peace of God. To say these words is nothing, but to mean these words is everything.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you, Anne.
Thanks. Thanks, Anne. Thanks, Jay. Okay, so top of page 405. You are led truly always. Continue to follow your way and practice awakening whenever it is in your mind to practice awakening now. Can't be asked to do more than that, can you? And I think that particularly feeling the deepening of the call, I think that this this is what propels us on. So we're talking about feeling the deepening of the call, which means we're feeling that call not only more deeply but more often. I mean, that's just the nature of it. So if you continue to practice when you feel the call to practice, when you hear the call to practice, when it's in your mind, when you remember, you become that snowball rolling down the hill, right? That is the process. It feeds on itself.
Yeah, Debbie and I were talking today, and you make some statement that before would, I mean, it may be an egoic statement, but before you wouldn't even realize that there was a falsity therein. But now you're hearing it, and you can simply let it go with that remembrance, and realizing that that there is a falsity there, and doesn't have to, and it's it, you don't have to claim it as being you.
And
so
that,
you're just practicing. It's just it's you know it's a mind watching. So you just you're practicing in your everyday existence.
That's it. That's it exactly. Remember when I don't know if you experienced it this way or not, but when Hoffmeister and those guys would talk about mind watching, you're like, oh my God, you're wearing me out. you know, how am I going to get through my day if I'm spending all this time mind watching? What a chore. And of course, like you just, I mean, I think, just think what you were talking about with Debbie is just the perfect demonstration of that. It's like, you know, the practice practices itself.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
The remembrance is the practice. The recognition of truth is the practice.
Yeah, and after a while, it starts to exactly not ring true when it's coming out of your mouth. You go, ooh, there's something off there.
Right.
It just it's just not ringing true. It sounds egoic.
Yeah.
So let me look at this for a second. Oh, yep, I can see it.
That's it. That's perfect.
There she be.
Hey, Regina.
Hey, Regina.
So, we're at the top of 405, in the middle of Hebrews chapter 6. God's promise to Abraham symbolizes the birth of the awareness of light within the mind. This is the beginning of your own awakening. Awakening continues, spreading within your mind, lighting up many corners that once seemed dark.
There you go. That's what we were just talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. And God's promise to Abraham is infallible. All corners and recesses of the mind shall awaken to the light. You shall be awakened fully, and dreams will not linger anymore.
Thank you, God.
God's promise is alive because God's promise lives as the light within you. Yeah, awakening, you know, consciousness awakening to itself. You know, there's not anything you can do to hinder it. You know, it's just, it's the outcome is sure.
Thank you, God.
It is the true desire of your heart to return from dreams to the state of full awakening. And so, awakening is what you do. That is your only purpose in all times. Your blanket's rumbling across the microphone, so I was just waiting a second. So get yourself comfortable, my dear.
All right. Continue, please.
Okay. It is the true desire of your heart to return from dreams to the state of full awakening. And so awakening is what you do. That is your only purpose in all times and all regions of your world. There are no differences in true desire, only distractions from it. There is no difference in truth, only dreams, which are not real. Again, you know, it's that, you know, because I read that to you earlier this week, Connie, but that, again, it just, I mean, this is, for me, this is the message. Sorry. But this is the message. It's like, you know, there's no differences. There's only one thing going on here, guys, right? Everything is you. I don't have more true desire Jacqueline doesn't have more true desire than Connie has more true desire. Jacqueline and Connie are the illusion, the belief that consciousness could be broken into parts, which could have different desire to awaken unto itself, or different desires for anything else. That is the illusion. That is the distraction. There are no differences in true desire. You know, I'm not going to be waking up and then, you know, sitting around doing my nails while Connie comes along later. Right? Oh, I got it. That poor
It
Connie.
might seem like that.
But no,
No, that's not the case.
that's not the truth of it. And in fact, any belief in that regard is turning from the truth of what is. You know, it's choosing to invest belief in something that's not true. There's only one thing going on here: consciousness awakening to itself. And so we've been told by A Course in Miracles, we've been told many places in Holy Spirit's interpretation in the New Testament, rejoice when you see clarity in your brother. Rejoice when you see truth anywhere, clarity anywhere. When you see an idea that's clearer today than it was yesterday, for anybody in any form. This is consciousness waking unto itself.
Yeah, misperception is the problem.
Misperception is the problem. Forgive the scenarios of your dreams. Look away from them. They are images of the past. Stay focused on the practice of awakening, and the awakening of your one self is hearkened unto light within you. It's funny, I just realized I wrote in the margin here, only one thing going on. But that's the truth of it. Everything is you. And don't be distracted from that fact. And knowing that fact keeps you right on track. I mean, what is there to compare, judge, desire be different? This is the truth, and this is your freedom. Well, I wish I'd spent some time with the pronunciation of this next character's name.
And we have a Bible verse here.
Oh my goodness, how long has it seemed like it's been a while since we've read a Bible verse, huh?
When I saw it, I thought, what if we've been skipping over this? Because, God, it's been a long time.
Yeah, we've probably just been skipping them. I don't know. I don't see any in the last
Sorry,
few
folks.
pages, but let me see if I can pull this up, because we know that my written Bible, which I should just,
Melchi.
yeah.
Z-dip.
I'm sure that's how you say that guy's name. Let's see. So we're looking this up. Hebrews.
Milky cheese dick.
Think you better just stop before Ken throws you out of the room. I'm looking up the Bible verse, folks, and gosh, it would be nice if somebody pronounced his name for us. Maybe somebody wants to tell us phonetically in the room. One of our Bible scholars. Melchizedek.
I thought that was you.
Yeah, no, it's not me. Okay, so
Melchizedek.
Melchizedek. That's what we're calling. So anyway, let me read you this Bible verse. It's Hebrews chapter 7, verses 1 through 3. Melchizedek the Priest, it's titled in the New International Version. This Melchizedek was king of Salem and priest of God Most High. He met Abraham returning from the defeat of the kings and blessed him, and Abraham gave him a tenth of everything. First, the name Melchizedek means king of righteousness. Then also, king of Salem means king of peace. Without father or mother, without genealogy, without beginning of days or end of life, resembling the Son of God, he remains a priest forever. Thanks, Jay. Jay just gave us a phonetic pronunciation there.
Let's hear it.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to get you back on the screen. There you go. He said Melchizedek. Okay.
Melchizedek.
Yeah. All right. So, here we go. Holy Spirit's interpretation of that Bible verse we just read. Melchizedek symbolizes the Holy Spirit within you, which you have also met. You know this Holy Spirit. You have met it many times, and you recognize its love. Again, sweet. That's what we were talking about earlier, about that recognition, right?
Yeah.
Notice the Bible says that Abraham gave Melchizedek. She says, yup. Notice the Bible says that Abraham gave Melchizedek a tenth of everything. This is also a symbol of the beginning of the process of awakening. For when one tenth of your attention is given to the Holy Spirit within, you have begun the process of awakening with the fluttering of your eyes.
But
one tenth of your mind given to awakening is only one tenth of everything, which means everything is not focused on who you are. I ask you to be willing to accept the Holy Spirit as the voice of your truth. Be willing to give everything to the voice that represents all that you truly are. Well, I mean, that's the call. That's the call to go deeper, right? That's the call to have a greater commitment to your own awakening. Yes, you're beginning to awaken. Yes, your eyes are fluttering open. Yes, you're maturing in the faith of your truth, right? But as we said when we read that paragraph a while ago, you know, it's time to quit fooling around. it's time to give it your best efforts, right? Because one tenth is still only one tenth, and the truth is that, they're getting ready to tell us that here. You are everything, and it's time to bring that remembrance home. And you can only do that by being willing to give everything. In recognition of that truth. And it does say here, what you give to the Holy Spirit is given for everyone and for everything, because you are everyone and everything. Everything that you give for healing is given for the healing of all. So this is what it means when A Course in Miracles says the sole responsibility of the miracle worker is to accept the atonement for himself. there's only one thing going on here. There's only consciousness awakening to consciousness. And this is the source of our joy as we see our brothers redeem themselves as Holy Spirit, the word Holy Spirit used with me. This is why we rejoice in every uh, in every bit of clarity that we see in ourselves and in others. Everything that you give for healing is given for the healing of all.
Sweet.
There is one mind. Within dreams, one mind seems to be many, but that is pure illusion. As your mind is given to the purpose of light, all minds are given to the purpose of light, because there are not all minds. There's only one. As you heal, every concept and every thought that has ever lived within your mind as the filter of misperception is healed and erased. As the thoughts of misperception are taken away through your decision to perceive with love, all that you perceive is seen differently.
Well, there you go. You want your misperceptions gone?
Yeah,
just,
and go ahead.
Just perceive everything with love.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're going to perceive it differently. I mean, in a way that's redundant, but it just seems like such a simple act, a simple practice to have your misperceptions taken away.
Yeah, let's see. sorry. I want to say something here. Let me see if I can get it out. Let me read the sentence again. As the thoughts of misperception are taken away through your decision to perceive with love, all that you perceive is seen differently. You know, again, it's that looking for proof. You know, what are you looking for proof of? Are you looking for... are you looking for the love in everything? Are you looking for the interconnectedness of all things? Are you looking you know, in support of your true desire to see the truth of our oneness? I mean, you know, again, it's easy to say those words. It's another thing to do that practice, because you will experience what you look for. And if you want to see that interconnectivity, if you want the experience of oneness with your brother, that's what you'll be looking for, opportunities to connect. You know, you gave us that assignment, Connie, a couple months ago about looking to see the sameness in the people that you encounter, you know, instead of this tendency that we have had sometimes in the past to look for the differences. How am I better than that guy? How am I, you know, how do I stack up? How do I compare? Am I better? Am I worse? You know, and that it's not, if you're looking for evidence of separation, that's what you're going to find. So this looking through the eyes of love, if you're looking through your decision to perceive with love, you will see the dance of love. You will see the unbound, unlimited, separated dance of love as a dance.
Yeah, and I think the fact that we're cognitive of the unreality of duality, of the unreality of personhood, lends itself to this perception. In other words, if we thought that duality was reality, you would continue to look for the differences.
Right.
But we know that's not the truth about us. So there's no sense in looking for that.
Yeah. Well, and in fact, you know, that's where we started this. That's actually where we started Hebrews chapter 6. You are maturing in your faith of your truth. And so that faith, well, it says you are maturing in the faith of your truth whenever you choose to practice it through the practice of prayer and the letting go of dreams. And this is what you and Debbie were talking about. You said earlier, it's like you have that recognition. Hey,
Yes.
Dove. You have that recognition, and that recognition, is what will sweep into the corners and recesses of the mind, and awaken it to the light. And not and when we say the mind, again, that's in the recognition that there's one mind. So it's not within, the thinking mind of Connie Poole or the thinking mind of Jacqueline Eckhart. It's within, it's the spreading of the light in the one mind. So, as your thoughts of misperception are taken away through your decision to perceive with love. So we do know it, and we do hear it when we say something and it's off. So you make the decision to walk the walk and not just talk the talk, right? You make the decision to not say that next time it pops into your mind, or not be snippy next time so and so walks in the room, or again, it feeds itself. So, as it feeds itself, the thoughts of misperception are taken away, and that's only done through the decision to walk the talk, right? That's only done through the decision to practice what you know to be true,
Excellent.
or as A Course in Miracles would say it, to make no exceptions.
There you go.
So, as the thoughts of misperception are taken away through your decision to perceive with love, all that you perceive is seen differently. New perception is still a dream, but it is an awakened dream where the light of day has come to kiss the dreams of night awake. Through these dreams, you shall awaken.
Thank you, God.
Your eyes will not flutter. You shall not choose another time of sleep. You won't hit that snooze alarm again, right? Your eyes will not flutter. You shall not choose another time of sleep. You shall awaken with eyes that are open, finished completely with the idea of sleep. Let go the thoughts of dreams. The thoughts and beliefs that come from dreams do not lead to awakening. They lead you to be caught up longer within the story of your dreams. Look around you now and listen clearly to what I say. Nothing you see is real. Nothing you see has any real value at all.
There you go.
Where we heard
You
that
could keep
before?
that, put that on your forehead.
Look in the mirror.
Standing around the mirror all the time.
Right. Nothing you see is real. Nothing you see has any real value at all. Realize this is true because it is a dream. This dream of separate individuals. This dream of separate interests. There's no value in that. There's no value in being first. There's no value to being first on your block to awaken. Right.
Yeah, somebody the other day was asking you how that goes. Somebody was asking you what that meant, that nothing was real, and you said, and you were telling the person the best way to think about that is that it's meaningless. And that's exactly what this little five and six are saying here. Nothing you see is real. Nothing you see has any real value at all, has no value, no meaning at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Because all of that's occurring within a dream of within a dream that we're something that we're not. That there's something that there, and when I say we, you know, then the language even takes it out of the truth. You know.
Yeah.
It's one. There's one thing going on here, one thing. We are awakening.
Yeah, and you can't, and you better stop relying on your senses to tell you what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, again, because, you know, as Dad and I used to talk about quite a bit, that whole chapter, I can't remember now, was it chapter 28 or chapter 29 of A Course in Miracles says that, right? Everything you see here is designed to teach you you're something you're not. Everything you see here is designed to teach you you're separate. You know, the body's eyes, the seemingly separate things in form, all of that is designed to teach you you're something you're not. So don't look at it and go, see, here's proof.
The six senses are cannot be relied on because they're not going to show you the truth.
Yeah. Nothing you see is real. Nothing you see has any real value at all. Realize this is true because it is a dream. Look within the mind at the thoughts that make you proud and make you happy at the thought of being you. Jay says it's trying to learn you the wrong way. Yeah, that's what that chapter in A Course in Miracles said. You've been hanging out with us too much, Jay.
I'll learn you. We'll learn you.
Darn you. All right. Look within the mind at the thoughts that make you proud and make you happy at the thought of being you. Look at those thoughts which you judge as good, which make you feel better or luckier than someone else you know. Look at those thoughts and listen clearly to what I say. Those thoughts have no value. Those thoughts are nothing but the dust of dreams. They say nothing, right? How can they say, how can I have more value than you do? You know, how can I, you know, be smarter or prettier? Well, who's this I we're talking about? Those thoughts have no value. Those thoughts are nothing but the dust of dreams. Can you imagine letting go completely that which you seem to value? Can you imagine closing your eyes and letting it fade completely away? If you can imagine letting it go, feeling peace and no loss in the imagining, you are preparing to wake up from dreams. Can you let go of this person, this experience, or this way of being? Can you let it go that you may be only that which is truth? When you say yes, you shall be ready to awaken. Until then, practice awakening when you can. Sweet, yeah, and that's what Gloria, I think, was talking. Rev. Gloria was talking about this Sunday in her Sunday gathering message. You know, living in the question. I don't know who I am. You know, I don't know who I would be without this conditioning. But I am willing to let it go. You know, I am willing to let go who I have thought I was up to this point. I am willing to let go the conditioning that I have relied upon up until this point. When you say yes, you shall be ready to awaken. Until then, practice, 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 practice.
Okie dokie, Smokey.
Yeah. All right, guys. Our time is up. So we're going to go. We love you dearly. We appreciate the opportunity to be here and to share with you and share with one another. So, see ya.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.